From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, April 9th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, the Greene County Industrial Development Agency is reporting on its Facebook page plans for the agency's Exit 21 redevelopment project are moving forward. Executive Director Renee Van Schack writes that asbestos surveys were completed over the winter and the IDA, and I quote, initiated public bidding for removal of structures on the site, end quote, located on the west side of the New York State Thruway. Over the coming months, he said, the following activities can be expected. Beginning the week of April 16th, Jupiter Environmental Services will remove the asbestos in three of the five houses slated for demolition. That work is expected to take approximately 12 days. The IDA, working with the Leeds Fire Department, is planning a major fire drill after the asbestos remediation is complete, Van Schack said. Leeds will host the drill to, and I quote, allow the firemen to practice their skills and use of their equipment on the structures, end quote. However, no live burn is planned, he said. Five homes will be demolished. The homes, all outbuildings and foundations will be removed in preparation for new development. Demolition is expected to start in June and take 1 to 2 weeks. The IDA also hopes to establish the entrances for two new access roads into the property and clean up the existing road frontage as well. Van Schack said the site will be cleaned up and seeded by late summer. He said, and I quote, the process will be ugly for a while, and we appreciate your patience as we work to get it done as quickly as possible. As always, if anybody has any questions, let me know, end quote. You can read the full post at Greene County Industrial Development Agency Facebook page. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Germantown Board of Education race is shaping up more than a month before the annual board elections and school budget vote, May the 15th. Two seats will be up for grabs, and three potential candidates have already expressed interest, having picked up the necessary designating petitions from District Clerk Linda Anderson. The four-year term of incumbent Donald Coons, current board vice president, is coming to a close June 30th, and Coons said he intends to run again. The four-year term of the late Jeremy Smith is also drawing to a close, but George Sharp Jr., who has filled the seat for the past year, has decided not to run. Anderson reported district residents Heather Schultz and Andrew Solanto have each picked up a petition. Each candidate must collect at least 25 signatures to be included on the May ballot, and petitions must be submitted no later than close of business April 16th. Germantown Central School District's polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 15th at the school. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Quarry Steakhouse, located on Route 26 in Climax, served its final meal on March the 31st. Owners Dave and Trudy Merchant are preparing the 45-year-old restaurant to be sold. Roush's son said the steakhouse was opened by the former Coxsackie Village Mayor Henry Roush on his 20th birthday, April 19, 1973. A banquet hall was added in 1974, and the merchants took over the business in 1984. The merchants decided to sell the business to spend more time with family. An extended family who have been patrons of the quarry since the early 1990s is taking over the restaurant. The new owners want to make the steakhouse into a farm-to-table restaurant, and they have reportedly purchased farmland with plans to raise their own animals. Hundreds of people turned out for the closing party, Michael Ross said. He said, and I quote, you couldn't find a place to park. It was a huge outpouring, end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Finally, Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Two Ulster County legislators have revived proposals to require electricians and contractors working within the county to be licensed to practice their trades. Under the proposed contractor licensing law, anyone who conducts, operates, engages in, or transacts in the business of home improvement construction or solicits home improvement construction contracts would be required to be licensed by the county. The electrician's licensing law would require anyone working in the county as an electrician to be either a licensed master electrician or work under a licensed master electrician. Both licenses would be issued by a 7-member county board and applicants would be required to have a certain amount of experience and pass a written exam. Minority Leader Hector Rodriguez, Democrat of New Platts, first proposed the electrician's licensing measure in 2017, but he never got it out of committee. The contractor's licensing law died in 2009 amid complaints from contractors and opposition from lawmakers. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow, possibly mixing with rain after 10 a.m. today, then gradually ending. It will be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a temperature high near 46 degrees. For Monday night, increasing clouds with a temperature low of 31. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of rain and snow before 10 a.m., then rain is likely. It will be cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. Tuesday night, rain is likely mainly before 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 41. And on Wednesday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 59 degrees. But Wednesday night, a chance of showers before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 29. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:30 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 49 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 9th day of April 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.